Aircheckdownloads.com.
I'm a Zulu, the things the lonely do. Well, good news and a new tonic for elderly people in residential homes in Shoreham down in Sussex, right by the Romantic Oil Refinery. They're going to have organized visits for the old folk, which is good news, and not from human beings, but from good-tempered, tail-wagging dogs. I think that is the nicest idea of all. There's nothing nicer than a dog, and apparently it does you an awful lot of good to stroke a good-tempered dog. I think that is a job well done. It's 9:10.
Don't forget, this Easter Monday on Radio 1 and Stereo FM. Don't you miss it.
I was going to do that bit. These voiceover merchants, they get in everywhere. Well, before that, 9:30 this morning, Symes Love has some solid gold fresh in from the farm this morning. He's brought us some nice little free-range eggies in. Simon this morning, 3 hours of musical elite, records that have gone gold. Could there be any of mine in there? 12:35, Gary Davis with the Radio 1 Roadshow, live from the annual 18-plus extravaganza. I'll never get Gary's voice. Case to Holiday Camping, Great Yarmouth, always good fun. The 18-plus is always a good laugh. They're there to let their hair down, put their knees up, and fall over horizontal. 2 o'clock, Bruno Brooks, our own compact disc jockey. How are we getting needy? Gag you've heard before a few times. Non-stop music show entirely on compact disc. He's a lazy hound, he really is. Just come in here and press the button and that's it. 4:30 in concert, as you just heard, Elton John, recorded last year at Wembley. And my chum Steve Wright at 5:35, including some of his best Sunday montages. You may hear a little bit of, you might may save you, really do. The occasional, oh, yes indeedy. And the odd, hello boy, take down this number. Not to mention, it's over there. All the dirt in your favorite stories. 7:30, Janice Long, still in bed. They always are, jocks at this time of the morning. Chatting with comedian Ted Chippington. Ted Chippington? Find out how he amuses himself over the Easter break. I don't think I want to know. She features sessions from Pete Shelley and reggae band Jub Jub. Three of the best from the Isley Bros. At 10 o'clock, it's Bailey, rather inevitably, actually, at late night on the wireless. You know, just get happy and entertaining, basically. Champion Doug Veach will be a couple of vindaloos in here, no doubt, to see him through the night and a bottle of good Romanian wine. And also the Cocteau Twins. I mean, what else could a chap want apart from a teddy bear, really, I suppose? Junior C reaction and better must come. And a bit of Lee Dorsey's work at the coal mine going down, down, down. It's 9:15. Obviously, a day for saying things. It's René Descartes' 390th birthday today. If you're not going to the party tonight, or if you are going to the party, do drive safely home. René Descartes was the person who said, I think, therefore... I know it's not funny. And also John Donne, the poet, the metaphysical poet, it's his birthday today as well. He's 355. He and René used to knock about together sometimes. And I hadn't really seen very much of his poetry, but Wacky Roger Lewis, my very, very handsome Welsh producer, who's not in this morning, so I can get away with that, you see. Get away with turning a few fibberoos and a few porkies. He actually bought me a few weeks ago John Donne poetry book, which is really good. He's the one that said, no man is an island. My producer's like that. He comes up with gems like that, you know. It's Galaxy, Phil Fear on Dancing Tight. Galaxy and Phil Fear on a Dancing Tight. 9:20. We have a good time. If you're going to a fair, lots of bank holiday fairs around this weekend. I went to the classic one at the Hampton Court the other day. Very muddy and fairly peopleless, but when the weather improves, I think it'll get a lot better. And I noticed that nearly every stall is either a dart stall, which leaves me right out in the cold because I'm hopeless, or the shooting stalls. You know, you always kid yourself you're fairly good at shooting. And you stand there and you're absolutely hopeless. You think, are these things stuck down? Well, I actually did okay. It cost me a lot of money, but eventually I won the highest prize of the weekend. I won a Michael Jackson doll, which is still in its box, which has a glittering magic glove. And it has a special posing stand as well, and you can recreate Michael's famous dance steps, it says on the box. It really is the most terrific thing, and I think it's worth £15, and I think it was worth shooting up the whole place to win that. And I'm pleased I've got it. No, you can't have it at any price.
Aircheckdownloads.com.